trying to also to do a little bit, if you have time for tomorrow, the Mishnah on Tezvah Amud Aleph. Really is an Indian. We should have discussed it in the morning shiur, and that is, we just gave you the maskana. Maskana was that a woman who has a veset, period. But the Rashitis hold that every woman has a veset beinani, regardless of whether she has another veset also. That so-called mythical average woman veset is applicable to all women, regardless whether they have a vessel or not. That's the Machlokes Rishonim. That has to do with this Gemara over here. But let's try get this acha acha business. It's just because it's there and it's hard to fit in the words. Chazal discuss three time periods. Look at the mission again, Yudalel Amal Aleph. Finds dam on the id that she uses to cleanse herself after Tashmish. Nimsal shalom cocaine. And Badai, they had relations when she was bleeding inside, because it's the only way he could have gotten blood on his male organ. Nimsal shalah, it depends. What usiyon, right, quote, immediately, whatever that immediate shir is, the Gemara gives it no leeway. Immediate means immediate, as immediate as possible. I told you what the shir is, the time interval between the light changing green and the horn blowing behind you. Nimsa shalah. Then it's called as if you know vadai, right? Tmeim has be vadai, the chayovim korban. Misofek, they wouldn't bring a korban. If it were a korban, it would be a doshim toli. But not a chatos. Nimsa al shalol la achazman, which hasn't been defined here. Tmeim isofik, but no kol, turban a kolban. Ezel achazman. Give it some kind of number. Kedei sheterim and abita v'tadir panera, right. So the first shir is immediate. However immediate is bound by human standards, human ability to be immediate. Second shir is already a number. Give a number to it. How long does it take? Terem yidamita v'tadir paner. Give 2 minutes, a minute. You can make up a number so you can stick in your mind so you can function with it. A minute later, there's already a suffix. So a kolban we're not going to bring. A suffix whether what? Whether she saw dam now, that the marital relation induced dam, and it came out a minute later. You know it's associated with Tashmish. And then there's a shir after that, right? So that period of time, that's a minute after having relations. And what about she sees dam 2 minutes after? Therefore, v'yachakach, after that, it's like she saw dam any time, where the Rabbanon said, if she doesn't have a vesed kavua, she's metamei me'eis le'eis. But we don't assume that they had relations while she was in Nida. Ve'ena metama es bo'ola. Rabbi Kiva Omer, that's Rabbi Kiva who said that the Gzeira the Rabbonon or Metama Meis Lies includes Metama Es Bo'ola. That if they had relations during the previous 24-hour period, he also has to go to Mikveh after 7 days. He also has Tumas Shiva. Okay. Next, Modim Chachomim L'Rabbi Kiva V'Roa Kesem. There, Metama is Bo'ola. If she finds a kesem always says something happened before. Then, of course, it had happened before. We're dealing with minutes here. And she finds a kesem, right? It must mean the kesem was there before. Means she was in Eda before somehow. Because she found a kesem, right? Yosef Megiris, so you can't be told except that it came from her. And they had relations. So that would mean, if you remember, that was Atshas from the previous laundry. If they had relations any time after the garment was laundered, then from that time on, there's a suffix. When did the kesem come? So they had relations during that period of time. It could be a week or 2 weeks. More than meis leis. Okay. So we have there are three, actually maybe four periods to worry about. Usrim immediately. Kadesh tadir chesponel. Two, a period of time after that, yeah. And then Rav Akiva, who extends that period during the entire period of Suffolk, she's metame, he's also becomes tame. That's all limifor. Kanal Habo, we have no problem. She found the kesem. Rabbanim goes on a kesem. That she is treated like a riyah, and that's all. Okay, I'll pick up the Gemara here. Should we pick it up? Pick it up from when it comes to me. Nimsal shalom usyum temeim, and they have to bring a korban. Tana rabbanan, that's the instantaneous shear. Is there a shear veset? What's the shear that you set for this condition? Moshe l'shamash ve'ed she'om de mitzar abashkov. That's have a vesed she'amu likinuach, right? Avalo libdika. What does that mean? Instant. You give a shield, that, and she wipes herself. Lebedika, you talk about chul zokin, that takes time. In other words, trying to get this time unit of immediate. That's immediate, right? Nothing that occupies time. Then nimsal shalol le'achazman. After the time of usyam, you know, people, you with us? I'm on amud beis. Tezvok and you down amud beis. Nimsal shalol le'achazman. So now that's the suffix. Did it come right away, or would it take a minute later? A minute later is after they had relations. So this Vandama says, Daba Poshet, Chayovim Oshem Toli. Have a real suffix. The Tana Didon, my timer, why didn't we mention that? He said, no, it doesn't bring a Kolberg. Brings a Kolberg only on Usyom, on the instant one, instantaneous one. But on the next month, the next minute, no longer a Kolban. Why not a Kolban Oshem Toli? It's a real suffix. Because my time of Be'inon Chaticha Mishtei Chatichos. That's Halacha, that's a Machlokes and Gemara and Chisus. When you bring an Oshem Toli? There was a piece of meat in the refrigerator. And then you ate it. Then someone tells you, you know, there was a treif of meat in the refrigerator. That the intent was for the maid to eat it when she comes. But there was also, I don't know, right, whether that was the piece in the refrigerator. You said that you put a piece in the refrigerator, maybe she came and ate it already, someone took it out. So Shaila, what did you eat? A real suffix, because there was something happened in the household, some break in household discipline, that they stuck a piece of trefa meat in the refrigerator. And it could be that you ate it, but you don't know. That's a suffix. Not nice to do, right? You don't bring a korban for that. Our Tana holds, when do you bring a korban? There were two pieces of meat in the refrigerator. One kosher, one treif. And you ate one of them. Then someone else came and ate the other one. Oh, you don't remember which is which? Then that's for korban again, it has to be all with Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, a Korban Oshem Toli is under that condition, where there are two Shtei Chatichos, right? And we don't know which one he ate. Look at Rashi. Bin Chaticha Mishtei Chatichos. Yitzid Oshem Toli, Achas mikol, asher asa achas mikol mitzvah Hashem, asher lo yosena. Because sova yesh aim le mikro, right? Mitzvos krinen, hilkor binen shtayim. Achas shel isu, achas shel heter, viochal achas ven yodeya izo ochal, right? Second example is a hard one to imagine. Ishto vachoso imo babayis. Right, and they're sleeping in the same bed. The boy alachas ben kusova ishtohi, but no the shesheim have a b'mita ben yodei aleizem ben bo. Aval hocha choda chaticha he, sofik shaliy sofik asiri. Shaliy is one woman there. Was she muta or was she also to you? The tana bro, the other tana who holds that there is a, it's the outside tana bro, the outsider. Right, the Tana Bor, the outside Tana, right? Soba Yesh Emle Masoris, right? Therefore, you bring a korban, right? On mitzvos Hashem Shalom Yosena, not a mitzvos with a double vav, but two mitzvos have to be. Isu Vehetra. Now the Gemara is questioning that second shiur. After Ushium, after instantaneous, we have a second shiur. Right? Breiser refers to that same period of time differently. Here we have Tadir Paneha, right? And the Breiser says, no, not Tadir Paneha, but the Tibdogbo. Braminu. The Or Chaner asks a simple question here. He says, so it's a machlokas. What are you getting excited about? Never heard of a machlokas? Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Sodek explained, Shetoshet Yoda Tachas Hakar, or Tachas Aksos, Bititol Ed Betibagbo. That's a longer shear than the shear of just wiping yourself. Amar Rav Chisda, my achar, achar achar. That's a third shear. It's not substituting the second shear with this. But he said, no, what's called after, as long as that much time passed, you're already dealing in the third shear, in the third period. What does this say? You have only, you said, instant I know. Then you say, now there's a minute. During that minute, you can make problems. You have halachic problems. After that minute, she's like a regular woman who's so dumb. So what's this acha acha? Look at Rashi, my acha. My acha diktona masisun. Ezeo achazman. You say kidei sheterid lava acha usim koi. I'm not talking about the acha after usim, after the first shir, the tmei misofik. El ezeo achazman shu acha oso shul acha osos. Sheina metame is bola the rabbonon. El el rabbi kiva. What she is that? Kadei Shatele Meramita. So what all I can figure out shot here is it's the gay Rabbi Akiva. Rabbanan said once you finish the second Zman, she's a regular woman. A regular woman who saw Dam, she saw Dam, so Mitame may slaves like you have in the first Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva comes and says, also Mitame is Bolo. Right? That's forever. No, you said that you impose a penalty on them. Nimsal shalol liachazman tmei misofik upturim en akobon. Eiz achazman, you said terem en dikla liponel. So well, there is no other time. There's no third time. Third time is after that. There's a period of sofik, a period of doubt. That period of doubt is over in 1 minute. In 1 second, there's no doubt. In 1 minute, there's a period of doubt. After a minute, there's no doubt anymore. What then is it? The usual, normal suffix, the normal doubt of a woman who found dam, when Rabbonim went ahead and made a gzere, meisleis, she should metame kadoshim meisleis. Rabbi Kiva comes and says, not only metame kadoshim, also metame is bo'olo. But there's no third period of time of halachic consequence. The third period of time is already no halachic consequence, or rather, the general halachic consequence. Therefore, hachikamar, it must be this. A Zeo Achazman, Kadesha Toja, Yoda, Takasakar, or Takasaksos, Matil of Dada Bikabo, Tejem and Amita Dil Panera, Machlokas Rabakiv Chachamim. But that's not the language of the Mishnah. It says Achakach after that. It's not after that. What you did was you combined the two, the Braisa and the Mishnah, right? And you said, this is where they argue. V'achakach ketoni. It's Hachakam azel achakach shal rakim v'chakom. No, what's it called? V'achakach ketoni. You gave me the impression, achakach, after the period of what? Of halachic doubt, there's an achakach. And you say, no, the achakach, no. It says, Zeo, that's the achakach where the Chachomim and Rav Akiva argue. But achakach, after that, there's no machlokas anymore. Where Rav Akiva argues and says, Metame is Bolo, right? That's only yet in that next period. So you have a second, a minute and a half. Because the third shir involves more than wiping yourself, just also involves a bedika. B'chum Zokin. Which is a nice solution to the problem. Says, in time it's still different. Two people use different expressions for the same time period. Why? If she has the cloth in her hand, ain't it be yodo? Then they should touch it yodo tachas akal or tachas aksos v'tivla ed v'tivtok bo. And here v'tivtok bo already that the Rashbo says, don't say v'tivtok when you give this tethers, don't say tivtok bo means b'dikah b'chulus zokin. Tivtok bo means she wipes herself. Only kinuach. Otherwise you get a big time difference. Now, is there a difference in time, actually? Yes, there is. But onit no Torah l'malach ha'yashores. Chachamim went ahead, these are all gzeres rabbanon. They said, under what conditions will I assume that she was a nidah b'shas tashmish? Or there's a suffix that she was a nidah b'shas tashmish. When it's right after. What's called right after? She doesn't know. Until she looks, she doesn't know whether she was or not. So they gave two shiurim. Right? One, if it's her custom to hold the cloth in her hands while having relations with her husband, she holds the cloth in her hands so she can wipe herself quickly thereafter. So what we do now, try to make sense of the Mishnah and the Braise. That's what the Orch Haner asks. He doesn't understand, why are you quetching to equate the Mishnah with the Braise? Why can't you say they disagree? I mean, the Braise with Tanoim and the Mishnah with Tanoim, they're arguing with each other. And it's two different shiurim. The answer, Orch Haner quetches around, but the answer is obvious. There's no rationale for that machlokes. I mean, you have a better ruach hakodesh to guess whether this woman should be called a need or not, and you use your shir because it'll give you a more accurate estimate. No, there are no shirim here that you know more than anyone else. So you want to say what's a fair gzeira de rabbanon? Should be a functional gzera. So therefore they gave two what home examples. Two examples, real life examples of how people behave under those circumstances. So one said, that's what people do when they have relations. Right? After that the woman wipes herself. Right? And she doesn't have a cloth in her hand at the time, so she prepares. These are people who are following the din d'rabbanan. That you have to be bodek achatashmish. I told you that's the big moko for the Rambam. The Gemara takes for granted in that example that surely there's a cloth ready under the pillow or in her hand, that shows that this was the halacha, that achat hashrish, everybody was bodik. Bikinuach, but everybody was bodik. Right? Kodem tashmish, only the tsnuim. He didn't rely on the vessel alone. Masri. Ezeu achat hashmish. So Bryce, there was a show Rabbi Lozo, the Rabbi Tzodok, the Vei Chachom and Be'usha. Didn't know what to call Acha. When was Acha meaning? When she falls into the category of a plain woman, where the Rabbana made a gzera of Dayashata. If she has a vesed Dayashata, if she has no vesed, then Tumam Esliyes. Amalem Shema Kravakiva Tem Omrim Shemetamet Bolo. What's he asking? He says, according to Rabbi Kiva, who said the Gzeret Rabbanon in the first Mishnah, is every woman Ein Lo Veset who sees Dam, she's Metamim Eis Leis, right? And Rabbi Kiva says that the Gzeret Rabbanon included Metamim Bo'olo, then who the heck cares? Instant, not instant, I don't need instant. The consequence will be the same whether it's instant or not instant, according to Rabbi Kiva. I asked you, do you know what Acha means? And he says, he doesn't know what Acha means, meaning we never discussed Acha. Why? Because you hold a Rabbi Kiva, but not Kamina. There's no consequence to Acha. The only reason of Acha is to question whether you're Metamed Bolo or not. Shema Rabbi Kiva at the moment, she Metamed Bolo. Omolo lo shamanu. What was this? Also, the language of this little dialogue between them is interesting. He was testing them. Said, "Did you know what? No, you didn't hear." Meaning, lo shamanu. Meaning, we did not have any halachic decision on this thing. Amalehem. So I'll tell you, kach pirshu chachama beyavne. No sure, so if it wasn't a time lapse as long as Kidei Sheteret Menamita Vitadiris Penera, right? Tov Zman who Zer Utmeim Misofik Upturim Mikoban Vechayovim Biyoshem Tolui. Shoso Kidei Sheteret Menamita Vitadiris Penera, right? If, however, it's after that time, Achazman, who's there, right? V'chein, similarly, kishishoso me'eis le'eis me'pkida le'pkida, right? Bo'alo metame mishum mago me'metame mishum bo'el. Meaning, we paskin, the bo'alo is also tome, but only tumas erev. Like touching an eider. We didn't assume he was boiling either. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Abatam Shum Boil. Rabbi Yehuda, Benosha, Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Zakkai, obviously he was perturbed by this machlokas. What these crazy chumras you do? Omer, he said, you know what? Balo nichnas lehecho lomakte ketores. If it's after that zman, right, we don't put any isur on the balo at all, like we learned in the first Mishnah. He can go into the base kodesh kadoshim if he's a kohen gadol, right, and be makam ketores. Real guzman language, right, to make his point, meaning you're fetching around for nothing. After that zman, there's no reason to assume that he was in contact with a nida. Not in contact with the nida, not boiling nida, not in contact with nida. The Gemara now explains. Bishlamer Rav Chisda. I understand. According to Chisda, it says that Acha. That's what Chisda said. That Acha means after that second period of time of Teled Ben Amita. After that, there's no tumor whatsoever attributed to the husband. Heiner de Betayer Rabbanon. Ela Rav Ashi. Amai mitai rabbonon. But according to Rashi, this is within that there's an achar period. This is within the period of time of Sofik. Why she told vichitema the ein eid biyodo or eid biyodo the ein eid biyodo. What? Another shir? Look at Rashi. No, v'chitema ein eid biyodo. But what it means to say, achas yoldo hu tzuchul lahoshit davar tchei shiuri. That's why the rabbanim were mitaya, because now you're a minute or half a minute longer than that shir of Sofik. The shir of Sofik is that period of time it takes her to go ahead and miva kaneh hasmo. And they hold, that's only if she has a cloth prepared in her hand already. But if she has to wait another 2 seconds to reach into under the pillow to take the cloth, that's already achar achazman. Then it turns out, where's that zman mentioned? I have now a fourth zman. What? A zman of what? Usrim? Then you have a zman chetered minamito, right? A shear with a cloth in the hand, right? Ten millimeter with a hard cloth in the hand, a 10 millimeter without a cloth in the hand. Then the Gemara should have made that distinction. Hi, eight biyodo, vein biyodo meboyle. Kasha, what's kasha meaning? We don't accept that teretz that there's a fourth zman, a chilik between yesh eight biyodo and eight biyodo. It's not nit the Torah l'malachay ashores. It gives shiurim. You can't say, well, in this case she had a cloth in the hand. This case not a cloth in the hand. Chachamim wouldn't do that and deal with a isu on the husband, which would asher him from eating truma, etc., etc. Nadimo picks up what got Rabbi Yehuda so excited that he said no. This husband can go into the, if he's a Kohen Gadol, go to Beis Kodesh Kedoshim and Makti Ketores. Rabbi Yehuda ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Omer, Bala Nitl Sehechel Makti Ketores. How is that possible? B'tepikla, what's the circumstance? He had relations with his wife, and the wife he declares a nida. Okay, you don't want to say that he had relations with his wife while she was a nida, but he was in contact with his wife. She became a nida a second after they had relations. But why aren't you afraid? Well, he jumped out of bed. He didn't even touch her. We take people that were no gay, right?
If you're tahor after having relations, I think you're doing it wrong.
Sorry?
If you're tahor after having relations, I think you're doing it wrong.
That's the line of the year right there.
Right. Okay. And for the Gemara, how dama kishamai? He holds like Shabbat what? Dama kol anoshim dayan shaitan. Right? And therefore, we have no gzeira whatsoever. Of course, you have to add that she's an isha even an isha she ain't levesit. No, we typically the Abba Balkeri. He had relations with his wife.
Yeah, that was my
forget question. About wife being a nida. Wife was not a nida. But having a relation with a wife makes him gives him too much balkeri. So how do you say you walk into the base of Mikdash and be makta ketores? And be more of a shlok gama biyoso. What is it? What is this? What's this exchange supposed to be? Right? What it accentuates Rabbi Yehuda's frustration. Right? In other words, you're making chumras built upon chumras, right? So I'll give you a teretz. I'll give you a teretz which is built upon circumstance upon circumstance, right? Unlikely circumstances. But that's what you did to me. You made him tummy with unlikely circumstances. So I give you a teretz, unlikely circumstances. I say, what? Yeah, they had relations, but there was no semen emitted, therefore he's not a balkeri. Okay. And she became a nida and he touched her? No, we hold like Shammai that there's no tumor meis liyeis. Right. Okay, last piece is nice. Simple logic. Umodim chachom el Rabbi Akiva beroa kesem. Amarav limifroa veRabbi Meir hi. Remember, Rabbi Meir is the one who was machper by kesem. Fresh memory, it's in Dapé. In Rameir, but middle of the Omid, in Rameir, he, the Machmeg Abexomim, right? The sign of Koranoshim, Kismon Tomeg, the Mephroa, right? And not only by a rear do we ask some Ace Lays. Right? The Noshim Shomu Chachom and Dayan Shaitan, even the Dalad Noshim, Tana Meniko, right? Skeno Muberes, were Dayan Shaitan, but Kismon Tamil Mephroa. We have to refresh your memory on Rameo's position. What's the rationale of his position? That what? The Dalad Noshim, if they see Dam, they're not Tamil Mephroa. Because they're Meshalekes Midomim, right? But if they find a Kesem, the Dalad Noshim find a Kesem, the Kesem Tami Me'is Leis. Why is a Kesem worse than a Mamash Ariya? That's what he will ask. Omar Rav Limefroa, Rav Meir Hi. That she's a Kesem, we also Me'is Leis Limefroa. Ushmul Omar, nonsense. By Kesem, we never ask Limefroa. Kesem was always mekano lahabo. The rabbon and he, no fighting more. Mekano lahabo pshita. Naturally, that's the zera the rabbonon of kesem. Then once she sees the kesem, she's tvei mekano lahabo until she goes to mikveh. Mao the same a whole meisa is the rabbonon. Uksam the rabbonon. Ma meisa is the matame es bo'lo. Af ksam the matame es bo'lo. Tamash malon not so. What's the can't lose track of the case. What's the case here? She finds a stain on her undergarment. You see? And she had relations with her husband. Right? Sometime after the garment was laundered. Right? So that the kesem appeared at some time between the last laundering of the beged and now. When did it appear? We don't know. It could be that it appeared soon after it was laundered. She became a nida, unwittingly. And she had relations with her husband. Therefore, we asel b'tames bo'ola. It says, you might think the whole ksomim is, he should not go any shayla on the husband. Ksomim with the rabbonon, right? If ksomim with the rabbonon, meisa eis is also the rabbonon. And meisa eis, we didn't ask the ba'ola. We didn't metame ba'ola. With meisa eis, we only went tame for kadoshim. But we didn't make him into a boil neither. And now boiler meaning tumah shiva. Not tumah shiva mecha. That yes. So just like by the rabbanon of me'es le'es, we're not metame him. Likewise, by ksamim, we shouldn't involve the husband at all. Af ksamim lo metames bo'olo. It's enough of a gzera to make her go to mikveh after kesem, right? Even though there was no hargosha, there's no need of the raisa. Nevertheless, we say she has to go to the mikveh, etc. But leave him out of the picture. We left him out of the picture on ma'es le'es. So I introduce him by ksamim. They're both gzeres rabbonim. There's no need for gzeres rabbonim to be all encompassing. No. Therefore, kamash malon. Mish has to tell you, Rabbana will agree. By Ksomim, we are Matame Baal also. Just like we put a, we say that she finds a Kesem, right? She becomes Tame, and a suffix now is created on the husband if they had relations from the time of the last laundering until now. We ask the husband also. Take the Gemara, Veima Hachanami. In other words, your claim is a good claim. If the Gzeira the Rabbanon of Ma'is Le'ez didn't find it necessary to include the husband, why by Ksamim you have to include the husband in the Chumrah? It's only a Chumrah the Rabbanon. She knows she has the Chumrah, she has to go to Mikveh. And for the Gemara, Chosam ain't Shol Shochot Lufanecha. Hocha Yeshol Shochot Lufanecha. The kachah amar esokish lemefroa rameirehi rabbi yochanan amar mikan lahabo rabbanon hi. That's the machlokes. But indeed, we will put tuma on the husband. That's the machlokes. Right? Esokish says yes lemefroa because he passing like rameir. Rameir was machmer b'ksomim, right? And rabbi yochanan said no, it's only mikan lahabo. But we hold like the rabbanon. We're not machmer by ksamim more than by Ariya. And just by Ariya, we didn't ask him before, by ksamim we didn't ask him before either. What's this shol shochet lufanecha? It's a very good expression. You can't deny the rational mind. The mind thinks. When a woman sees Ariya, I can say, all shaylas are mikana lahabo. There's no reason to assume that she saw blood a second before she found it. But by ksamim, we know she didn't see it before. We know it came before she found it. Therefore, the mind says, the sveikas start from before. By a riya, all sveikas start mikana lahabo, after. And since she has a cheskas tahara, there's no reason to assume that 1 second before she saw Dam. Dam had to start at some point. It starts now. Just like we do by bestows. We say nothing before. She Musulek has been Daman before. It only starts everything now. But by Kesem, you can't say that. You can't say that with a straight face. That, oh, she found the Kesem. Now we know we have a problem with her. No, the problem came before because she made a bedika now. No, she found a kesem on her garments, and since she found the kesem, puts the mind into the past incident, makes it into a past incident, not a present incident. Therefore, By kesem, I'm more machmir limifoa than by a riyah. That's the expression. You can't deny there's a dead ox here. There's an elephant in the room, right? Or whatever the expression is. There's a shochet b'fanecha. You can't deny that.
I'm missing something. According to the pins, the kanal above.
Sorry?
According to the pins, the kanal above, what are the rabbanan agreeing to?
What
are the rabbanan agreeing to, according to the pins, the kanal
above? Mikanal
above?
She has to go to mikveh, that's all.
How is that agreeing to Rabbi Akiva?
No. Rabbi Akiva, they agree them before.
Rabbi Akiva Barah Kesef.
I'm sorry?
The Mishnah says, Amodim Hachamim Rabbi
Akiva. The before.
Barah Kesef.
Yeah, the whole Kesef, Mitami is Boala.
So Shmuel Amar Mikanu Ava, Rabbanan Hi.
I'm sorry?
And Shmuel says, Mikanu Ava and Rabbanan Hi. What?
Go back to the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Umodim chacham and Rabbi Akiva b'roa kesem shabatame is bo'ala.
Okay. So what does that have to do with the machlokas in our Gemara?
That's what he's saying. That by roa kesem, right? Nimtam de mefroa. So Rav said that's because we hold like a mayor that some are more chomer than riyah.
And Shmuel saying this is despite that fact?
Right.
So what's Shmuel saying?
Shmuel said no.
So Shmuel's saying the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Akiva as Matame Bola despite the fact that some of them are not Lamafraya. Or
No. So according to Shmuel, we learn that Matame is Bola even if it is Achar after those periods of time. If you hold him for, it's like Meis Leis. If you hold Mekana Lahavo, what he says is the Mitame as Bono for Mekana Lahavo, any Tuma he touched before, we're not going to ask her. Any Tuma she touched before, we ask her. We're not going to ask him before, but Mekana Lahavo, we ask her. We made him tell me how. The question was, did he sleep with a needle or not? So after the Zman, after that second period of time, of Shetera Minamito, after that period of time, we're not Matame, the husband. But she, yes.
Something I'm clearly missing.
What's troubling you? You have to say pshat in the Mishnah. What did Rabbanan agree to Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva held that Ma'ase the Ace also Matame is Bo'ola.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, so in this circumstance here, where they had relation found Tam, Moda Chachomim, if she found the Kesem,
yeah.
So why? So,
if she found a kesem, then what?
Kesem says that she was tummy sometime before. And during that period of time, she had a relation with her husband.
Okay.
Therefore, the child is, for her, we're tummy mekana lahabo. She has a kesem going to make. Mm-hmm. Now, the husband had a relation with her during that period of time, I said, from the laundering of the beggar until they found it. Mm-hmm. Is he in under any kind of indictment for what he did? For sleeping with his wife during that period of time.
Well, the Mishnah says yes.
So, modim chachomim, for what purpose? With what penalty? So that's the machlokes. Is a limafroa same as by her? So we'll be talking about meis leis. like someone with Tamei Sleis also. Or is only Mikana Labor.
I don't understand the distinction here. Are we saying Mikanul Haba, what's the con here? She finds a kesem now, she had relations with him an hour ago, so we're saying that during that hour, if he touched Truma, he didn't make things tummy despite the fact that he had no opportunity to become tummy during that hour? What's the Mikanul Haba?
Oh, who says he slept with a nida? Why do you assume he slept with a nida? She found a kesem, he didn't sleep with her since she found the kesem.
Okay. So how are they, where are they agreeing with Rabbi Akiva?
If she saw Ariya, he's free, no penalty on him. Okay. If she found the kesem, yeah. However, we mitame him mikanul haba.
We're mitame him mikanul haba. We're saying from here.
Yes,
on,
to
from here on out, he now has to wait some amount of time that is not exactly 7 days.
What do you mean?
We're saying he is. We're being mitame him.
Right.
So he has to wait some amount of time before he can go to the mikvah.
Right, same as her.
Same as her.
Right.
Okay. But since we're saying mikanul haba, despite the fact that the only opportunity he could have possibly had to become tame was some time ago, anything that he touched between them and then and now is tahor.
The gzeira de rabbanon has a finite. They made a finite gzeira, a not open-ended gzeira, right? The gzeira that they made was when she finds a kesem, and they had relations, right? We will ask him from the time of finding the kesem, mikano labor, right? He has to go to mikveh.
Okay.
But he was working. He's a baker, and he was working with Truma all before. Now she, yes, she may say she's tameya. Him not, we're not talking him limit for a while. His cheskas tahara is stronger than hers. Rabban didn't put a gzeir on him. Why is it he's dealing with that takonas chachomim? He's telling, why would the Rabbi Akiva held the original takonas chachomim meisa is covered him also? Rabban disagreed with that. Not limit for a while. Right. So you have here the strange halacha where a kesem is worse than a riyah. Says yes, according to Rameya. As Rameh is the one who introduced, he's machmer b'ksomim more than b'riyas. Because a kesem says something happened before. This is the first Gemara that questions that position of Rameh. So he gives you the chilek. He says, shol shofen l'fanecha. Here you have a suffix in your mind that you can't answer. When did she become a nida? I know she became a nida sometime before. I don't know when. Therefore, I have a suffix. The Rabban is saying, no. He had a suffix when he has a cheskas tahara. He has a cheskas tahara. So by her, they made a gzeira meisa eis, not by him.
It's still odd that the demarcation point, if the taharas he touched before this point are tahor, the taharas he touched after this point are tame, and he had absolutely nothing to do with that point in time.
Which period of time?
His wife found a kesem. She's on the other side of the city. She finds a kesem. At that moment, he's tame.
Right, and he is too, because they have a history, a historical record of sleeping together, and they know they slept together before that time also.
So we have a spooky action at distance.
Yeah.
Here.
Okay.
What? Says it's perfectly acceptable. They have a what?
It was spooky action at distance. Her discovering something at a distance away is causing...
It's the halachic butterfly effect.
No, it's
worse. Because she finds the kesem, he's tame at the other side of the city. And now he touched Taros without her knowing.
I told you.
And now the Kohen eats Truma, and he eats the Truma.
It's no different than what I mentioned in the morning shiur, that you have circumstances now where a lady is in the hospital, right, and bleeding with dam leda, right, it's under medical attention, etc., and finally fetches out a baby, and you call up the girl who's on the beach in Miami Beach, and tell her, Mazel Tov, you just became a mother. Yeah, because it was her egg that was transferred to her.
That's been happening with fathers for years.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. One of the battles going on today, legal and medical ethics, is the decision of some judge to allow an individual to find out who is conceived by sperm bank, allow him to find his biological father. And these people who donated semen, of course,
don't want to do it.
Are protesting. I met a young man who's now an attending physician here at Columbia, who said that I lectured there, he said, I want you to know, if they ever pass that, he says, I expect one morning, open my door, and there'll be 51 of my children saying to me, how are you, Daddy? The father of 51 children. England, we only allow up to 10. America is still Wild West, no limits. In England, they passed a rule that they won't allow a good reason, afraid of consanguinity. The chances are that the women who need assisted reproductive technology come from the same area to this hospital that's providing the services. So the likelihood of their children meeting each other, brothers and sisters meeting each other, is heightened the greater the number of that conceive from one individual. Yeah. The greater likelihood will be that there'll be a brother and sister marrying. So therefore they limited it to 10. But in America, there's no limit.
But now I'm trying to figure out. So if he becomes tamei when she discovers the kesem, whose relativistic reference frame are we going by in terms of the exact same
time? I'm sorry? Again?
According to relativity, your definition of what it means by the exact same time is dependent on your inertial reference frame. So whose reference frame are we going by, his or hers?
Let's say it again.
After it's like the Nafka mean is 3 seconds.
Not even.
Why?
Difference.
What do you mean? What do you mean? I mean 3 seconds. So.
Don't be so smart.
Huh?
Be dumb like me.
Say it again. What do you think?
He's trying to get relativistic time reference rates.
Who's clock? Right. If you. Let's say she's in a valley and he's on a mountain. She discovers the chasm. It's not the same time for her as for him.
Yeah. Aside from the whole,
I told you the Gemara, that within 50 amos, a pigeon belongs to the owner of the coop.
Yeah.
More than 50 amos
is
from the wild.
Where is that Gemara?
No, it's not
Chapez.
Is it Chapez?
Element C is.
Yeah.
And okay, the pigeon with one foot in, one foot out, they threw the guy out of the discrepancy.
That's totally me.
Okay.
So there's separation between the feet of the pigeon.
Let's
wonder about the wings.
All right. People, you ready?
Too much for you.
Let's see if you can start this subject.
Rebbe, where is that Gemara?
In Eilat Metzias. That I can't tell you, but Omar Abiyudah, they will be seen.
Do you remember the last one? I could do a search for it.
Yeah. Regal achas toch hamishim, regal achas toch hamishim. Kol hanoshim becheskas tahara. Right. Kol anoshim becheskas tahara lebaleim, and therefore it follows, haboim ben aderech nishayim lehem becheskas tahara. So obviously the second line of the Mishnah seems redundant. You said already, kol anoshim becheskas tahara lebaleim. What does that mean? Right. a husband doesn't have to suspect that his wife is an Ida. If she's an Ida, she'll tell him. Look at Rashi. B'cheska ta'ala b'aleim b'lo b'dika. I she didn't check. L'hushku b'dika elo l'asuka b'ta'avos. Doesn't have to check. No. What kind of wife are we talking about? Yesh l'veset, ain't l'veset. Either way, the Mishnah doesn't make any distinction. Why? Each one has a cheska ta'ala. Someone has a known expected time, not expected time, but the assumption is that as long as she wasn't margish, lo hagisha, v'lo vaso, she's muteras labayla. Why does the Mishnah have to tell you the second half? Habo menader adeshei lemecheses tahalo. Lo meli lemishnah habo menaderech. It doesn't add anything to the first line. The first line said they have a cheskas tahara. Whether he went on a trip or didn't go on a trip, that doesn't affect her cheskas tahara. And the Gemara, no. You might think that the cheskas tahara comes from the conduct of women, that women are aware always of the possibility of becoming an Ida. Therefore, if their husband is around, they are conscious of that. And therefore, they pay better attention, or whatever it is. But if the husband's away on a trip, she puts that the marital relations out of her mind. Therefore, you might think, under those conditions, she doesn't have a cheskas tahara. Because part of a cheskas tahara is that she's aware she cannot be tahora. And if she loses that awareness because the husband is away, maybe she also loses the chazokah. Therefore, it's a big chiddush in the Mishnah. Where the husband is around, he's in town. The ramya nafshe ubotko. So it's her responsibility to make sure she's not a nida. Aval heichad delesa b'moso. If the husband is away, right? The lo ramya nafsho, then lo. Maybe she doesn't have that cheskas tahara. Cheskas tahara has to do with her awareness of the possibility of becoming an Ida. Kamash Malon, that it makes no difference whether the husband is here or not here, we still assume that she has a cheskas tahara. Omar Reshlokish, Mishum Rabbi Yudah, Mishum Rabbi Yudah Nesir. Vehu shebo umotza besoch yimei onosa. Tell me what you do with this Rashi. Look at this Rashi. How you interpret this Rashi? The way many of the Achoinim have interpreted this Rashi, then no matter who she is, she has to worry about an Onah Beinonis, whether Yesh La Beset or Ein La Beset. But Onah Beinonis always. What does that mean? Not talking about making B'dikas yet. That's a later issue. What happens? He goes ahead, or she goes ahead, and establishes a veset. We'll talk about the harder case. She has a veset. And then something happened. She didn't see on the day when Orer Bismano Bo. So therefore what? The language, the Ashpor, what, Lotira Olomis? She'll never see anymore. She passed her veset, finished. That's nonsense. She always has to worry about Onah Beinonis. Now, what does that mean? The simple case, she has a vested of 25 days, and she didn't see on the 25th day. Then she has to worry about the 30th day. On the 30th day, she has to make a bedikah. I'm giving you the case. On the 25th day, she made a bedikah. I'm going to get involved yet in the next machlokas here of Vestos Taraisa Drabona, when she has to make a bedikah. If she didn't, she's Tameya. She made a bedikah on the 25th day. Now comes the 30th day. But she's at a 25 day vested. No, but 30th day is the day when most women see dam. Therefore, she's like most women. She's also one of the most women. And therefore, we're choshesh that on the 30th day she'll be a nida. Therefore, it says, "Vehu," that's a Rashi Rosh Pshat in this line in the Gemara. "Hu shabo amosa b'tzorch yemei onosa." Right? Look at Rashi again. Lamed yom l'riyo. Avalacha lamed boi b'dika. There's an owner, a period that belongs to all women. That period, the 30-day period. In other words, if 30 days passed since the husband left on the trip, then certainly he has to worry about, maybe she became a nida, and she no longer is becheskas tahora. He has to ask her, we learned before in the Gemara, at shetomar, she says to him, tahorani. Omar Abhune disagrees with Rosh Chodesh. Lo shon lo elon shein lo beset. Avol yesh lo beset. Also the Shamish. And why'd you say? Just the other way around should be. Kalapi laya, as you said, Trevor, punk fakert, meaning upside down. Adarabba, ipramistabra, the rational mind says just the opposite. Ein lo besed. There, Ema, I can be afraid, Ema Chazoi, maybe she saw the time that other women see. But Yeshla Veset, Veset Kaviyala, the Veset established for her that she doesn't see on the 30th day. She sees on her Veset. Elo, therefore, Yitma Hochi Yitma. You got the story wrong. Not ein lo vesed, yesh lo vesed. That was not the issue. Every woman has a vesed. What vesed are we talking about? Halas sriya. Remember we explained? A woman who has a vesed, and then she saw dam shelo b'shas vesta. So the next time, she has to worry about that one time, that one day, maybe it's going to repeat itself. He says, Elo yitma hochi yitma. Amar Rav Huna, lo shono elo shogia shas vesta. If when he came home, it's still before the time she's supposed to see, the time of a vesed. Avol, if he's away so long that the vesed period, the vesed day passed, avol yigia shas vesta, then of course asura. Why? Because he comes home to a woman who vadai is a Tameya. The Shas Vesta makes her into a Nida. So that he must assume. He assumes that she's behaving like she always behaved. But then the only question is, did she have time to go to Mikvah or not? So here's where the Achayim come in, right? Where the period of time passed when she should be a Nida. But a period of time passed when she could have gone to the mikveh. Already 12 days have passed. right? And you go to the mikveh, also he has a cheskes tara. The cheskes tara is not that she doesn't become a nida. Cheskes tara is she muteres labayla. So either way, either it's before her veset, he doesn't have to assume any problems. If it's after her veset, he has to assume she became a nida. If, however, it's after the veset and enough time has passed for her to go to mikveh, then again, she back has a cheskes tara. The cheskes tara comes from an assurance that she does what she's supposed to do, that she's a woman who observes halacha, and therefore, either way, either it's before the zman veset, then we don't assume that she saw it, became an eder, and forgets to tell him. If it's after zman vesta, then we must assume that he has a wife who has no cheskes tara, that he has to ask. Right? More than that, comes in the Shaila, and we'll see, Bestos the Isa, Bestos the Rabbanon, and the Shaila of, does she have to make a Bedika, even if she didn't make a Bedika B'Shas Vesta? Okay? This statement, and here again we go back to our Chazokas issue. A woman has a cheskes tahara, right? Then she goes ahead and she establishes a veset. So suddenly she now has a cheskes tumah also, right? What's a cheskes tumah? The cheskes tumah that was established by the veset. And at this time she becomes tameya. Question is, right? No, I'm sorry. I got to give a little introduction. If Estos Doraisa, then comes the Yom HaVeset, she's Tumeya. Until she can prove she's not Tameya. But the burden of proof is now on her to prove she's not a Tameya. Right? Therefore, if she didn't do that, she's Tameya. Now, we must assume she has to wait. There was a tipus dam kechadl that she didn't find. Right? That's it. Didn't see it. Why? She never made a bedika. So now, over a vesta velo bodka, she's Tameya. If Bestos had Rabbanon, right? Then Rabbanon made a takone. And Yom Vesta, she has to make a bedika. If she didn't make a bedika Yom Vesta, she's a bad girl. Don't do it again. But no consequences. Why? There's no reason to assume that she lost her cheskes tahara. If Bestos had the raisa, she lost her cheskes tahara. If it's told us the Rabbanon, she never lost the Cheskes Tahara. What then? The Rabbanon made a Chumra. He didn't listen to the Chumra, he didn't listen to the Chumra. No penalty for it. Look at Rashi. Lo shanu dechi motzo toch yimei onoso lo voi vidike elo shohi yezman vesta. See, as Rashi learning, he came back within the 30-day onoso, is the 30-day period. Rashi here introduces a new veset for every woman. Every woman always has an ono beinonis. That's the lotion that we use in Yerodeya. Every woman has the owner baininess. In addition, she may have another veset, but owner baininess she always has. So lo shonu dechi motzo toch yimei onoso. Even though it's in the middle of the 30 days, lo boi bedike ela lo higiyeis vesta. Rashi. Lo gi eis vesta bosun yomim shoye bederech. Can he share just a vessel? Lo he gie, but so chos na yomim. Ah, well, he gie is vessel, koi de biyosu min aderech. Asuro. Why? De oreer bezman obo. Ay, she didn't see any dam. But bestow sa adoraisa. Look at his language. Halocha le Moshe Misinai, marzikinan lo betuma sofik. The halocha of Moshe is that on the own vessel, she becomes a sofik neder. She can do something about it. Make a bedika. Just make a bedika, she becomes a neder. If you hold the souls the Rabbanon, look at the next line, Rashi. Then he sichu chachomim lidog biyom vester. Shema tire. Umi uhecha do lo hava biir. Velo yadin ani botka ilo botka. Lo mesafkein lo betuma. We have no something about it. Why? She did or didn't, it makes no difference. That's not going to make a suffix tuma on her. But so is Rabbana is a kind of lachatchile. Here's how you're supposed to behave. You didn't behave that way? Okay. Next time behave better. Okay, and we'll stop here. If you boys could please do this, and tomorrow I can introduce you to the machlokas and on the baininess and on the whole fundamental machlokas, the best of the rice and the rest of the rabbonim.